Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. local time on the 147, 165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible PL tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to farahnet@w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have any particular topics tonight. Nothing's been suggested. So I'm going to throw it out there real quick, see if anybody's got a topic they would like to discuss. Please call now. Okay, no particular topics heard. My suggestion for a topic is what to recommend to a new ham for what they need for basic equipment. Do you suggest they automatically take the test and get an HF rig, or go for a Baofeng, or a mobile radio? What would your recommendation to a new ham be? This is a Wednesday net, so we also have a check-in on the Farah UHF repeater immediately following this net. The UHF repeater is on 442.25 MHz with the same PL tone as this one. Let's run through announcements real quick. What I have on the calendar is the monthly club meeting taking place on May 12th at 7:15 over at the PATH Foundation. And I do believe we have an online portion. If you go to the website, you can check in through, WebEx, and visit us virtually. I also have the test session coming up on May 21st and the informal club breakfast on the 28th. You meet at Wegmans in Gainesville. For contests going on, there's a few coming on this week. Today, the UHF VHF FT8 activity contest is, I think, currently in progress, or should be wrapping up here shortly. There's a couple CWT contests tomorrow, a 10-meter contest this weekend, 10-meter CW contest, excuse me, and a lot of QSO parties coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Okay, at this point, let's run through some check-ins and see who's out there and what their recommendation would be for essential equipment or recommended equipment for a new ham to pick up. Please give me a call. This is KS1PPY.
This is K1HTV.
Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-ray, no comment.
K4GG.
KO4YCO.
KO4ZK. ZKY.
Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KO4 Quebec Victor Bravo.
KN4 SPL in and out.
Ski Bravo 7 Romeo Alpha Victor in and out.
KO4 VNZ in and out.
Okay, real quick, let me make sure I got some of these don't quite look right. I've got K1HTV, KO4, I believe that was Whiskey Yankee X-ray, if that was correct, let me know.
That was correct.
Roger that, appreciate it. AK4GG, KO4YCO, KO4CJY. Y is what I've got here. I don't think that's correct, though. Come back and make sure I got that right.
KO4ZKY.
Is that Zulu Kilo Yankee?
Roger, roger.
Okay, got that corrected. KM4OZH, Gil, good to hear from you. KO4QVB.
K
KN 4 SPL in and out. WB 7 RAV in and out. And KO 4, I believe that was Charlie Sierra Zulu. Is that correct?
That was KO 4 Victor November Zulu.
Okay, Victor November Zulu. I knew I had got it right. Victor November Zulu. And were you were in and out? Is that correct? Over.
Roger that.
All right, I appreciate you stopping by. And let's go. Is there anybody else? One more call for check-in.
This is KO4 Tango Uniform Victory. Just checking in. I'm taking off now. Thanks.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for stopping in, KO4 Tango Uniform Victor. Okay, I guess we'll start off at the top of the list. K1HTV, recommendations for essential equipment for new hands. Go ahead.
Jeffy, this is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. As far as new hands, I think it's important that the new hands be able to get on the air and talk to the locals, get involved with the local club, which means, and a local repeater, which means it's some sort of a handy talkie. And if there's not a lot of money in the pot, get a Bofang. If you have a little bit more, you can get one of the better grade radios between $50 and $100, and should suit your needs very well. I would recommend, in addition, while buying the radio, buy the a little bit longer than the stubby rubber ducky that comes with the radio, such as one of the Nagoya 177. There's a number of other ones that are around, but you can get them on eBay or even quicker on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, you'll have it the next day. So an HT with a little bit better antenna, number one. Then add probably the second thing to do is after you get that combination, get a mag mount and the proper adapter to get the radio at least outside, get the antenna at least outside, especially if you're a little bit farther away from the repeater. So once you get on the repeater, you can start talking with locals, ask a lot of questions, and get a good start. Too many new hams never get on the air, and they never, and the license expires, and that's the end of it. So it's important to get on the air. That's the key thing. As far as activity, solar flux is starting to climb again. It was up to 160 a couple weeks ago, dropped down to around 109. Today it's up to 130. The upper bands are starting to improve again. Not quite as good as they were last week, but they're improving. Did work a new one on FT8, a VU4W, Whiskey, Victor United 4 Whiskey, which is in Andaman Island, which is off of India, fairly rare DXCC entity. Worked them on 20-meter FT8 last night about 01 Zulu, which is about 9 o'clock, a little bit after 9:20 or so yesterday evening. They were on 17 this morning. I had to leave, heading to town. I missed working them on 17, but they had a fairly good signal on 17 meters. So if you need Andaman Islands, which you probably do, look for VU4 Whiskey. If you check their website, or just Google VU4W and go to their website, you'll see the frequencies that they're using. They're using a couple K3s. One got damaged on the airplane when flying in and smashed the front panel. But they're able to use that with cat control, controlling the radio via the FT8's cat control. So they're able to at least use that radio. They also have a 1300-watt amplifier, some spider-type antenna, what do they call that? A wire-type beam for 10, 15, 20. So they should be on for a couple more days, maybe a little bit longer. What else? Other than that, you had an X flare yesterday, X1.1, from a flare off the left eastern limb of the sun, and a couple of M flares today, very high M flares, not quite as high as X2, but an X flare, but that's the next level down. So the sun is becoming more active again, and I think we'll see much better conditions in the next week or so. So that's it for now. We'll see you guys hopefully at the meeting. I'm not sure. Probably go to the Knights of Columbus dinner, and then after that swing over to the meeting. Maybe they're a little bit late, but hope to make the in-person club meeting on the second Thursday. Back to you, Sippy. This is K1HTV.
Oh, yeah. I like the recommendations. I was able to get on the air a little bit, 10 and 17 and 20. I only made like three contacts, new-ish contacts in the last couple of days.
on the Brazil on 10 and United Arab Emirates on 17 and Cuba on 20. So hope to get back into making more contacts, but it seems like my stuff is not getting as much use as it used to. K1HTV, sure appreciate it. KS1PPY, let's move down to AK4GG. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Sippy and the rest of the gang. Yeah, my stuff isn't getting as much use as it used to either, but it comes with age. So basically, I guess I've been kind of busy. In the weekend, I was hoping to get to the breakfast at Wegmans, but I got started in fixing up my Yagis, and I finally, well, I thought I could do it in a day, and it was beautiful on Saturday to get it all done, but it took till the halfway through Sunday, so now I have five-element UHF Yagi and a five-element VHF Yagi pointing at the repeater. So my path to the repeater is a bit obstructed. It's got a lump in the road. It's all right at VHF, but the UHF could never ever get there, so now it does. So I'm quite pleased about that. A lot of work went into it. Not much else to report. I'll send it back. Thank you. KS1PPY, AK4GG.
Sounds good. Yeah, I missed the breakfast, too. I managed to wake up just in time to realize that probably everybody had moved on from it. So, but good on you on the Yagis and getting into the repeater. You're sounding good as usual, so I must not be too much in the way just as of yet. Let's see. Next on the list, I have KO4 Yankee Charlie Oscar. He may have been in and out, but I'll give a second. This is KS1PPY. Go ahead.
KS1PPY, this is KO4YTO. Good evening, everyone. I guess for today's topic, I guess equipment that, you know, a new ham should probably have is a pen and a notebook. I am somebody that does not receive letters and numbers very well, especially when they're said quickly. So whenever I decide to get on, I usually have a pen and a notebook near me so I can try to write down calls as I hear them. Another nifty thing to also have in your toolbox is maybe an SDR. They're relatively cheap, $20, you know, plug in right into like a laptop and will give you an opportunity to kind of scan, you know, what's around you so you can kind of see what's going on out there. And from what I've had with my experience with mine, I think I have an RTL SDR. I've been able to pick up everything from air traffic control to, you know, the repeater and a bunch of other broadcasting stations that are outside your normal bands. And then just two things that aren't necessarily equipment but probably useful tools regardless, making sure that you sign up for and log into Repeater Book so you can see what your local repeaters are, and then also signing up for your QRZ page. That way you can also look up other hams information and see what, you know, everybody kind of posts something interesting about themselves on there and just give you a little bit more background about the people that you're meeting. Other than that, that pretty much covers, you know, my suggestions. I don't really have anything else to report, so I'll go ahead and pass that back to you, Sippy. This is KO4YCO.
Well, fantastic. Actually, I do. I really like that list. I hadn't even thought of thinking electronic equipment, but even the mundane equipment, a pencil and a notebook, that's like something essential to, in my opinion, just for writing down people's call signs or writing down information to get people's call signs. Yeah, I like it. That was a very good list. Appreciate it. Let's see. I have next KO4 Zulu Kilo Yankee. This is KS1PPY. Go ahead.
KS1PPY. This is KO4ZKY. I just wanted to say a quick hello to everyone, and I hope everyone's just having a good day. KO4ZKY. Back to that.
Well, sounds good. I appreciate you joining us for it. Feel free to Tune in Sundays and Wednesdays and join us for the Nets. We got great discussion and good to hear from you. KM4OZH, this is KS1PPY. Go ahead.
KS1PPY. This is KM4OZH. Sippy, good to hear you in there this evening, and hello to everybody on the net. Well, I don't know how to recommend a new ham. What equipment to get? Because of my direction has changed completely than I had first envisioned after becoming a ham. So that's the equipment that I initially started out with. Well, it got put off to the side. But I definitely, the first radio that I got definitely was a Baofeng. And, of course, that's now my base station. And that's still, that's over 6 years old and it's still clicking along here. So that was a good investment there. So let's see here. So what have I been doing? Well, I got a landmark achievement from here at KM4OZH Mobile. Now my 991A is now under CAT command. The radio and the computer are talking to each other. That may not sound like a lot to a bunch of you guys that are computer literate, but that was a real project for me. And I've been scared to do it, putting it off, but finally working. So there's so many more items in N1MM that I can accomplish now. So I got a whole new window opened up to me. But that's all I got for this evening. KM4OZH, back to net.
Oh, fantastic. Now we got you on N1MM. Now we just need to get you added to the digital mode and really make your mobile experience interesting. That's quite an accomplishment. Good to hear. Let's see. Next up on the list, we have KO4QVB Lewis. KS1PPY. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, KSMP. Yep, this is KO4QVB. You probably recall I've been a ham for about a year now, and I think a lot of great suggestions. Probably start small with the radio. I think the only thing I would add is take time to just listen so you can get you know, the lingo and the processes down when you do get on the radio. So that would be the only thing I would add to that list. It's not an equipment suggestion, just a technique suggestion. And last night I passed my test, so I'm now a general versus tech. So 1 year, and I moved from tech to general. This is KO4QVB, back to net control.
Well, congratulations. Sounds good. I don't know if you're going to change up anything in the call sign, but good recommendations, and maybe the next year we can all study for the extra together. I keep meaning to get back around to that this year, but I think it's probably one of my procrastination problems. Maybe we'll have to take the extra at the same time. I think that's everybody that I had that was not checked in and out. I had KN4SPL, Bob, WB7RAV, KO4VNZ, and KO4TUV. Real quick, we'll give it another round of check-ins or rechecks, or if anybody that was previously in and out wants to come back in and let me know, go ahead and call now.
Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November. AK4GG, recheck.
Okay, sounds good. We got WD8QCN and AK4GG on a recheck. WD8QCN, go ahead.
1PPY in the net, WD8QCN, good evening, Sippy. Thanks for taking her tonight. And congrats to Lewis on the upgrade. That sounds super. Boy, have I been working the DX lately. It's been a fantastic week. I've worked a bunch of new ones, including Nepal and Mongolia and Kosovo, amongst others this week. So it's been a blast, and I'm out there fishing for more right now, but the bands are not as lively tonight as they were yesterday. That's about it for the moment, Sippy. It's been a heck of a day. Back to you. KS1PPY in the net, WD8QUCN.
Roger that. Sounds good. Yeah, it's been a heck of a week all round and in all stations, so sounds good. AK4GG, and your recheck. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Sippy and the rest of the gang. Yeah, I forgot to mention my take on it. I think the best thing you can get as you become a ham is good advice. I think
Rich alluded to it, you know, being a member of FARA or wherever you can get the advice, and that especially goes for determining what rig that you want. I would go for a rig that's either very, very cheap that you can kind of throw away if you don't like it, like a Baofeng or a Toot or something, or alternatively one that's very, very expensive and has everything, bells, whistles, everything like that. So I don't know which way to go there generally. And the other thing I think is quite useful is to be able to keep at it, as Rich mentioned. I got my license here in 2006, and then I moved away from the area, and it took me a while to get back into it again and join back up with the FARA club. So being persistent, being involved, and club members reaching out to make sure you're involved is a good thing. So according to the ham map, there's about 10 or 20 ham radio operators around where I live, and I've never heard any of them on the repeater. I've never seen or met any of them in the club. So I think there's a lot that are actually quite dormant, that's for sure, and that seems a bit of a shame. Nothing else from me. Oh, I did make a contact in New Zealand last Thursday. It was such a great band operating. I was fooling around with an HDX 100 transceiver, and I heard it coming through, and I thought, oh, wow. And so I contacted the guy. I was only actually swapped over to my ICOM, and I was putting out 100 watts, so he was reading me 5.4, and I was reading him an easy 5.7. But, of course, he had a kilowatt afterburner to make sure that was all happening. That was pretty thrilling, you know. Yeah, the band conditions have certainly been quite amazing of late. Anyway, back to you, KKS1PPY, AK4GG.
Oh, that's good. I remember my first Australian and New Zealand contact. I was all kinds of excited. I don't even remember what band it was, but it's good to hear. And I do like the suggestion to get advice and information. I actually located a ham around the corner from me, not from the repeater or not from anything else, but the fact that we both came up on FT8 is around the same time, and I realized looking it up that he's literally up the road from me, and I had never heard of him before. So we started emailing back and forth just because he was so close. So definitely a good thing to reach out to hams that you find in the area and invite him to the repeaters and stuff. I don't think he's been able to make it because of other constraints, but that works. But this has been KS1PPY for the FARA Wednesday Night Net. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to FARANET at w4va.org. And, of course, feel free to continue discussions on this repeater. I actually have to race to work, so I'm not going to be able to do the UHF repeater check-in. But everybody is welcome to go over to the 442.25 repeater as well for any discussions. And I'm going to race off to work. Stand by for tones. And everybody have a great and wonderful evening. This is KS1 PPY closing the Wednesday night FARANET.